opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Segment of 7 o'clock hour is Smash or Pass, so remember this sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
You want to be caller number, what is it, 7 wins in the month of July?
Yeah.
So caller number 7, you got to tell Mac that he's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
You also have to tell him that you love his laugh and that he's very nice. And he will be you're very welcome. He'll be sending you a Booth Creek Wagyu email.
Heck
so,
yeah.
So Smasher Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th at Nall and 135th at Metcalf. I sent you guys one earlier this week. I think we all smash because Nothing Bunk Cakes is a very dangerous store for three reasons. It smells lovely when you walk in. It's always cool. Like air-wise.
Yeah, got to keep those cakes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the ladies that work there are like sweeter than the bunk cakes. Hi, how are you today? Stressful. I'm about to spend $100 on a cake.
That's right.
Oh, well, thank you for choosing us. What's the name? Here you go. You have a lovely, oh, that's such a beautiful cake. Did you design it, Mary? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Well, you're beautiful too. Have a great day. But they have a new one. It is the banana pudding one.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, yeah,
banana. It's like banana flavored bread. Inside is like the pudding. And then on top is the vanilla wafer.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Absolutely. Yeah. Banana pudding bunk cake? Hell yes.
Does banana pudding rank top puddings?
I am not a chocolate pudding fan at all. Never have been. I got sick on that one time as a kid, and I was like, you have those moments. You're just never
one and done.
I love a good rice pudding. It's really good.
Oh,
and
never had it.
I don't know the other puddings that
bread pudding.
Yeah, good bread pudding.
Jack Stack would do like the mold of the bread, and then do like the cream sauce over the top, and then drizzle like caramel, which is like not traditional bread pudding.
Yeah,
but they call it
bread
pudding.
Is that really a pudding, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it says pudding in the name, so you got to call it a pudding. I'll put it up there.
What's that stuff that's got the chunks in it? It's got a name. It's a certain kind of pudding. Because I remember
figgy pudding.
Oh, I don't know if that's it, but it was like,
and that's something they serve at Christmas time.
It was like vanilla, and it would have like chunks in it.
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called.
Tapioca pudding.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
That sounds like that. Yeah.
There's not many puddings out there, though.
There's just not a lot. We kind of went through the main ones.
Yeah. I mean, what pudding have we left out? Vanilla pudding is up there. I always like vanilla pudding.
I liked the ones when I was a kid.
Pistachio pudding.
Never had it. The one when we were a kid, they had like, it was like one top layer was chocolate, middle layer was vanilla, and the bottom layer was chocolate.
Yeah.
And you would just, I don't know.
Snack packs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese pudding?
What?
I don't know. It's tapioca. I don't know what cheese pudding
is.
Cheese pudding? That sounds like a hot day jog. Bro. I got some cheese pudding down there, man. I got to get out of here and take a shower.
God. Yeah, that was like me yesterday in the heat.
It was some cheese pudding?
Yeah. Through a cheese blanket on a cheese pudding.
Does anybody eat tapioca?
Nobody. No, the home. Jerry eats a lot of tapioca.
Hello,
he's
America.
Old, you know, they feed it to him. I want my tapioca. That's Jerry's
song. Yeah, tapioca or rice pudding.
Rice pudding is real. I like rice pudding. It's good. What is cheese pudding?
I don't know. Let me.
Where did you find, never even heard of that?
Types of puddings, bro.
Types of cheese pudding.
It's made with cheese.
Well, I would hope so. Thank you, Mac.
Which, unlike cheesecake, can be served at room temperature.
Like the mayo frozen. In New Orleans? What are you eating, a spoonful of mayo from New Orleans or tapioca pudding?
Tapioca pudding.
No chance. I don't know, man. At least it's smooth in New Orleans.
I'm not touching that mayo. Sitting out in the sun. All the Southerners are like, "It put mayo on it, y'all."
So the buoyancy was off for sure.
Oh yeah, that was the other thing. It was like it was jiggly in the bottle. It was like nasty.
Pass. and then Bob sent us this most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and it is a bowl of Fruit Loops, and in the Fruit Loops mixed in is tuna.
What the hell was that?
Not a chance. You're passing on this.
Tuna and mayo topped with Fruit Loops, basically. It all mixed together. No effing way.
No, dude. I love tuna. I really do.
I do too.
I follow these guys on Instagram called The Real Spud Bros, and they just make potatoes, and they always have an option to add. A lot of them are like the British people just get beans and cheese, and then every once in a while you see people get tuna.
Tuna.
That's how they say it. You want some tuna?
on a baked potato? Mm,
dude, if you follow these guys, it looks good. Like it's hot tuna.
I'm not a hot tuna guy.
I'm a cold tuna guy.
Hot tuna? Yeah. No, cold tuna.
No.
That's like the tuna melt?
Not a chance. I don't eat hot tuna.
Nope.
No, my dad once made a hamburger helper, but he used tuna. It was tuna helper.
No.
That's what it literally was called.
No, it's tuna helper. Yeah, that chance.
First time I ever cussed from my dad, I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not eating this blank.
Yeah.
We're good. You're not eating tonight. Thank
Fine.
God.
I'll starve as opposed to eating tuna helper.
Can't wait to raise this kid. But yeah, tuna loops go hard is what the picture
not
says.
Not a chance.
The first comment on this photo is, I'm fat. I normally don't judge food creations. This person needs to be in jail for the remainder of their life.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I mean, but like tuna and Rice Krispies wouldn't be good, or tuna and golden grain, like tuna and nothing would be good.
Are they trying to get like a crunch with the tuna? I'm just confused on what
okay,
we're going for.
Okay, if you want some crunch with your tuna.
Throw pickles in it.
Pickles, or you can crush up potato chips and throw it in there. But just slap them on top of your sandwich,
onion
right?
straws, something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But Fruit Loops? Somebody actually ate that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody does eat that. Then the other one is, what is this, a corn dog? But actually, this is literally a corn dog.
That's right.
It's literally a corn dog, and there's Fruit Loops in the background.
There are! I didn't even notice that! Oh my God, there's Fruit Loops on the plate in the background!
With like a potato salad.
Yeah!
That I might try.
It's an ear of corn with a hot dog on it. You know, they hollowed it out, put the hot dog on there, ketchup and mustard.
But
now,
you can eat that middle part of
the... That's the question that I have. I don't think you can.
I don't think you can do that.
Who can bite into that?
Joey Chestnut with those teeth.
Those things would
bite your leg off, dude. Like if he was in Saw in the basement, he wouldn't need the saw. He'd just start gnawing on his leg. There's no way that you can eat through that. Like, I guess you eat dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
This person's obsession with Fruit Loops. Because it looks like they're like tossed in a salad back there.
Is there like some sort of Midwestern salad that we don't know about, like a Jell-O pretzel salad that they roll out there for the holidays and whatnot? Is there some sort of Midwestern Fruit Loops salad that we're not aware of?
I just didn't know Fruit Loops were still a thing. I use Clausen pickles in my tuna and chicken salad instead of celery. Of course, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Chop up your pickles in chunks. I'm a very simplistic person with my tuna. I just like pickles, a little bit of mayo, I guess I'm not simple.
That's a lot.
Pickles, horseradish, a little bit of mayo, mustard, Tabasco, and chopped up pickles.
I'm simple. Here are 17 things.
Yeah, I totally contradicted that. Yeah,
really
for sure.
Did. I'm very simple with my tuna. I put this. Fresh dill and tuna is always good.
Oh, absolutely.
And I will tell you, instead of doing all of that, just put tzatziki dip in the tuna. It's got your cucumbers. It's got your crunch. It's got your mayonnaise-based like substance.
Oh, I'm in.
Got your dill. Whip that up, and you don't even need mayonnaise or anything like that. Tzatziki and a can of tuna.
That's
a sandwich.
Smash.
B-Dub just texted me and said the only cheese pudding he eats comes with chips, and it's called, it comes with chips to dip it in.
I got that, the nacho cheese meetup.
Yeah, cheese pudding. What are we doing here?
That's what it is. It's those cans of cheese, you know, like cheese
text
pudding.
Text line says Spectre probably eats fancy cheese pudding.
No, Spectre doesn't eat cheese pudding. He eats like something like a moose bouche pudding.
Yeah, he eats caviar and calls it fish pudding.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Somebody says they had the banana pudding bundt cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes yesterday, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Of course.
I mean,
Of course. Have you had something from there? Even if you don't really like the flavor where you go, nah, it's no good. It's
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always good.
The best thing I've ever had from there is the, what is it, the white chocolate raspberry, not white chocolate raspberry, the it's I think white, yeah, white chocolate raspberry cake or whatever it is.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, it's awesome, dude. I can't remember, it's so good. But yeah, anything that's banana pudding based, man, even if it's at Golden Corral.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.